And these ones were particularly bad.
Like Creation?
Croatian or Creation? Yeah.
Creation. Yeah, that's the one. Creation. Yeah. Apparently was awful. She knows what it's called.
It actually, that intro song ruined the episode. I didn't want to
that's
say
the
it
one.
In front of Jeff.
Yeah. So she live streams herself playing video games with her kid. She's actually not a terrible person, but her music is
just awful.
And she tries so hard.
I made sure to say that while it was playing, I really, really liked it. I'm just like, I'm into it. I love it. This is great.
Jeez Louise. Things we tell ourselves.
Right? I'm like, I'm trying so hard.
All right. I think Jeff's all good. Let's give it a try.
4 minutes exactly.
Wow. Yeah, he's punctual. And is mad if you're not.
Hello.
Jeff, welcome to the I Never Want to Be Young Again podcast.
It's good to be here. You know, it's an honor just to be invited.
Well, we haven't actually started, have we?
I'm always recording.
Oh, Jessica.
Way before.
Hey.
Hey, Jess. What's up?
Not much. How is Paris?
I'm in somewhere else now, but still France.
Somewhere else? Are you in Nice?
I'm in Cannes.
Cannes?
No, Cannes.
Is it really not spelled, pronounced cans?
It's really not.
Fuck.
We've got
to... It's spelled C-A-E-N. Can.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant C-A-N-N-E-S, cans.
I don't have that kind of money. Kidding me?
Okay, well, at least I wasn't wrong about this pronunciation of cans. Yes. Okay.
Beautiful, I hear.
Anyway.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Brad.
When?
There we go. Okay. There we go.
Okay,
that's good.
Sorry, what were you saying, Jeff? You got some stuff to share? To bring to the table?
Yeah, like, for instance, I sent you that trailer for that movie.
Oh, I haven't got it. I didn't watch
it. Which movie?
Well, you know, it's okay. It's called The Isle of Dogs. It's stop-motion animation. It's a Wes Anderson flick, and it's got, like, everybody in it.
Cece just lit up. She knows.
Yes. But is Bill Murray in it? It's not a true Wes Anderson film.
Was this like when he was on the submarine?
Yes. That's Steve Zissou.
I thought that was Bill Murray on
the
submarine. What
I
was
love
that? Life
Aquatic?
The Life Aquatic.
Yes.
It's great.
By
the
Steve
Life Aquatic
Zissou.
So good.
That's a great fucking movie.
I tried showing my boyfriend and he was like, I don't want to watch this. And I was like, do you want to get dumped like right now?
Right? I know.
You've offended me on a personal level.
I had the same thing happen. I mean, I stayed, but I didn't want to.
I was pretty disappointed.
All right.
So, intro?
Are we all good?
We still haven't even
Jeff,
done
you
the
ready?
Intro.
We're gonna fade you out. It's going to sound like we left, because I got to turn the volume all the way down. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Game faces.
You never got to say what you wanted to say. I feel bad.
We're gonna be taken seriously. We're gonna be taken curiously. Don't fuck yourself, you can't fuck with me. We're gonna be taken seriously. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's all I got, my word.
I'm not sure what this is.
Hello, it's Friday. Welcome to the I Never Want to Be Young Again podcast. Joining me today are co-hosts Jessica.
Meals.
Jeff from somewhere in France.
Oui.
And intern Brad on a broken mic.
Hey, hey.
Before we get into it, the website, ineverwanttobeyoungagain.com. Send us any mail at ineverwanttobeyoungagain@gmail.com. And be friends with us on our Facebook page, I Never Want to Be Young Again podcast. I'm going to give a quick shout out. I went to Tacoma last weekend and I met some really cool people. And one of them was if you go on the website, you'll see Satellite and Frank. I've got permission to use their names. They were street kids looking for, not street kids, pardon me, hitchhikers looking for, they were in rough shape. They got there the hardest way possible, but they were looking for free tickets and I gave them an extra ticket I had.
Okay, is Satellite his real name? His, hers?
His.
His real name?
No.
Oh, okay. Damn it.
And Frank isn't her real name either. But
I was going to say Satellite could be automatically immediately make friends with the Moon Unit Zappa and it would just fit.
They could start a band.
I think so.
He plays the mandolin. Check out his picture. They wrote "I Never Want to Be Young" podcast on their sign that they were using to beg for free tickets.
I saw that picture. It's awesome.
Yeah, it was a great picture. Give a shout out to them. Give a shout out to the couple of people who were standing with us while we're drinking beer. I did not get permission to use their names, so I won't. Now they're on the website as well, and they're hopefully listening. And some girl that I texted the entire festival who was trying to buy a ticket from me, and we back and forth text. She's in a band in Tacoma called Moody. So if you're in Tacoma and you see a flyer up for Moody, go check them out.
Will do.
Yeah, should.
Sounds pretty good.
Jeff, how are you doing?
I'm all right.
How's the trip?
It's all right.
Great update, man. Great update.
Is it the adventure that you wanted it to be?
Well, yeah, but you know. You know how the French are known for their outstanding hospitality? I'm in France. You know?
You hear that, France? That's a dig at you.
Not really, no.
Yeah, that really is.
Wait, really?
Oh, I didn't know. I just thought I had good food and good sex.
No, yeah, for sure.
I thought it was just all about wine and smoking.
Yeah, but haven't you heard they're snooty assholes?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, well,
but because they drink wine and smoke cigarettes, and it comes with the territory.
I don't think that's why.
No,
there's a sense of superiority, and I don't know where it comes from.
Well, because they're better than everybody.
They literally lose like every war.
Have you only found this in France on your tour of white racism,
dude? Have you ever been to Texas? What are people that think they're better than everybody else?
That's a good point, but. No, you know what? I've seen some things here that I swear to God I've been trying to take pictures of because I know you won't believe me. I have seen a priest with his little, like, his black shirt on and his little white collar vaping. I've seen...
Was it holy water?
Was he doing tricks? You're not going to believe it. Was he doing vaping tricks?
You know those... You know those Razor scooters that kids ride around in the skate park or whatever? They, like, you know, scoot down the street?
Yeah.
They'll be, like, middle-aged, middle-class, maybe upper-middle-class white women riding those around, like, as a way of commute. And get this. I saw a nun on one. I shit you not.
Wow, is there...
Not even kidding. I saw a nun on a Razor scooter. And this is just something people do.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Why are there so many religious figures about?
See,
where are you?
So wait, and you don't understand how they think they're better than everybody else? That's
well,
fucking awesome.
I don't know, maybe.
I mean, if you think about it too, I think it's all in the accent because really their language is so like,
yeah.
You know, it's uppity in itself. So really it doesn't matter if they're the nicest person on the planet. They're going to kind of sound a little bit high on themselves because their language is designed that way. Language is everything.
They're linguistically superior.
That's definitely part of it, but there's a culture.
You know, that's possible.
Isn't it? Isn't it a little bit possible?
Say, there's a bit of a culture about the French.
I spent an afternoon in France,
dude,
and I never felt like going back.
They invented croissants. They invented that shit.
Yeah, no.
Moving from France, why don't we talk about China?
China.
More, not the country.
More China.
So, you know how we promised, we said we'd get China for this episode?
We did.
She's the first guest to have a good reason to not be on the show.
China from WWE to...
Yes, WWE's China.
Yeah.
Yes. C-H-Y-N-A. But yep. Do you know why she wasn't able to come? She died.
She's fucking...
When?
She's dead.
April 20th, 2016.
Yeah, she died.
420.
She died.
Shit you not.
So you're saying over a year ago, and we should have known about this.
That's right. We dropped the ball.
We did marry, fuck, kill with a dead person.
And the worst
and we
thing
all want to change our answers.
So we... I might have killed China.
I'm keeping my answer.
So we weren't able to get China, but we did get another guest. We got, can I use your full name?
Yeah, why not?
Cecile Bright, CC.
Cecilia. Oh,
you can correct me right into the mic. Yes. Yeah. Cecilia.
CC's fine, though.
CC's fine. So I'll stick with that.
Oh, jeez.
I don't mean to, like, shove things in your face, but I'm going to...
I liked it.
I'm going to put it right in your face.
There it is.
Well, thanks for coming on the show there, CC, and filling China's shoes, her giant wrestling shoes.
You know, that's kind of ironic because of lotus binding feet in China, etc.
was she actually Chinese, though?
I honestly have no idea.
Yeah, no,
I don't think so.
I don't think she was.
A 6'7 woman? Not a lot of 6'7 women. You're pretty tall for it.
Well, like, I'm half, you know, and I definitely...
Half tall?
Half white supremacist? I don't know.
Well, thanks for coming on. Cece, she's... The little bit I know about her is photography. You do photography. I've seen you walk around with a big camera.
It happens from time to time.
She does horseback riding.
Ruined my life.
And
ruined your life.
It's expensive and I cannot stop.
Oh, financially ruined you.
Addicted to the horse.
Oh, she's addicted to horses. Okay, so I don't get it because horses are terrifying.
Like, I mean, riding a white pony, huh?
Yes, but no.
I'm joking.
That's not what we're talking about. We're all addicted to that.
Yeah, geez, Louise.
More impressive than the horseback riding.
So horseback riding, expensive, financially ruined her life. I don't get it because horses are scary. A pony, even smaller than a horse, kicked me as a child, and I've never gotten over it.
I have a permanent dent in my muscle from a time a horse double-barreled me in a field.
See, and you're still just like, I love you.
Yeah. I mean, I hated that horse. I hope you turned into dog food, but...
But doesn't that make a... Horse girls are tough, though.
Are stupid and crazy.
I grew up in Cloverdale. Yeah, that's they're stupid and crazy.
Generally, the idea.
And if they can handle a large animal like that, their boyfriends get the brunt of that.
Right, see, and I'm surprised that you're a horse girl because you don't seem stupid or crazy.
That's because I'm alternative. That's the third category.
Ah, shit.
I just assumed she's hiding it.
No. It's out there. So we out there, fam.
So when you're not riding horses, you design clothes?
Yeah. Yeah, I do that.
Oh, the only clothes I know of are women's underwear?
Yeah. I mean, I'll make men's underwear as well, so...
If you're looking for models...
Jeff sounded like he had something to say.
What?
Jeff, you seemed like intrigued when she said something about women's underwear. You went,
And... Oh, no. I was just thinking about the horses and, you know, how you love horses, but they don't love you. And I was thinking Blonde Redhead had a song called Equus about this horse that bucked her off. And I think broke her neck or something like that. And then she wrote a love song for the horse.
I don't know about that.
The Christopher Reeve style. Broke her neck.
My mom tells me that every time she knows that I'm going to ride. She's like, but Superman. And that's the sport that I do. He was competing in 3-day eventing.
Wait, do you wear the airbags?
What is that?
Yeah.
What is that? That's jumping?
We do jumping, like show jumping, cross-country jumping. No, not like hunter jumper. No, our jumps don't fall apart, and if our horses trip over them, we die too.
Oh damn!
Oh god! Yeah.
So you picked the good one to do.
It's the most fun.
She's on the edge.
You've got to commit.
Suicidal tendencies.
Good god, that sounds terrifying.
Wait, but sorry. Do you wear the airbag vest?
Like, yeah, you know. Like when
that's awesome. I've never seen one of these deploy, but I'm sure I could like check it out on YouTube. But do you guys know about this?
Yeah, we sell them at our barn something.
She does.
I mean, Trevor and Jessica, have you ever seen this? They have these vests.
I have seen a YouTube video.
A little cable, and if you get kicked off, you have like personal airbag, and then it maybe like.
I'm trying to get Trevor to bring it up on YouTube so that I can
interns.
See it. Sorry, the intern.
Can we see a... too.
Trying to get somebody to bring this up so I can see this because I've never heard of this before.
They're using them.
It's really cool. Like yeah, I guess yeah? kind of imagine, like kind of imagine the little cord Welcome you pull when you know you're like com. Jump or when your airplane crashes and you're supposed to jump in the water and it like inflates your thing or whatever. It's like that, but a vest. So that when you, you know, like fall off the horse and like break your neck, you know, you get cushioned a little bit.
Dude, okay. I'm looking at it right now on a person on the internet and it looks like my life jacket.
That's what it is. That's the idea.
Because I have a life jacket that inflates when it gets immersed in water. It's
there you go. I think I just said that.
Yeah, no, but on impact, I guess. Yeah.
Here, let's get a video for you.
So it's a life jacket. So you ride horses wearing a life jacket.
It saves your life and it's a jacket. Has it ever gone off? Have there been any crashes?
Okay, so... yes. And sometimes they're funny. Like, sometimes it's like a little old lady. And, like, I don't know. She just kind of, like, bops right off even though nothing's happening. And it'll deploy. but other times it's like, oh, Simran's got a broken neck. Where are her parents?
So how old do you have to be to do that type of thing?
Five? You can start at five. Yep.
And then people throw their five-year-olds into this and they're like, good luck.
Well, no, they got to start somewhere first.
Well, have you seen mini Shetland hunter jumpers? These are tiny.
You know, I don't know what you're saying.
Oh my God. I didn't catch any of that.
They're just like five-year-olds, like jumping jumps, like 4 feet tall on tiny miniature horses.
Okay, so it's a miniature horse.
Yeah. Like a miniature horse.
Okay, that's kind of adorable.
Yeah.
That's pretty cute.
I love it.
Okay. If you watch a little kid ride a mini horse, I'd probably just die happy.
Kids freak me out a lot, but...
Oh, yeah. But watching a little kid ride a mini horse, especially if they were dressed as a cowboy and they had six shooters.
Wow.
See, what's funnier for me is to take the kid out and put a midget there.
Oh, my God, yes.
I'm going to... Interns, yes. Look up a picture of a midget riding a tiny horse.
Anywho. So...
Hey, Trevor, I just sent you a video.
Thanks, these interns are shit.
Because
not
this
you,
is
Brad.
A really visual podcast you're making.
Okay, so anywho, moving right along. We've talked
moving
about
on.
Midgets riding mini horses. We've talked about a bunch of things. Let's talk about Cece, because I just met Cece today. This is the first time I'm meeting her. And I wanted to, because I found out I was going to be meeting her, do like a, oh, first impression, she's a raging bitch. And I just don't like her. No, she's awesome.
I shouldn't have two girls on the podcast.
First impressions, she's fucking awesome. Let's hear more about Cece. And go.
Oh, someone prompted me.
Yep.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Surrey. I lived on 152nd Street, and then when we were gonna move, we moved two houses up.
Big move.
Yeah.
You rent a truck for that?
No, we had three.
And so in Surrey, was this like a suburban neighborhood? Was it a farm? Because you're into horses and...
It was definitely a farm, but it wasn't like livestock. It was like poisonous little insects that you had to keep an eye on.
Wait, what?
Bees.
Bees.
Yep.
Which is something I'm totally into.
You grew up on a bee farm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you didn't bring us any honey.
I was thinking about it. No, I was. I was like, should I get like a little jar of honey?
Unpasteurized would have been great.
Of course it's unpasteurized.
Good.
So do you still live on the bee farm?
No, we had to move to the suburbs.
Oh.
For the bees?
Well, it was more like my parents sold the bee farm for, like, a lot of money, and I was living in Langley, and then my parents are super senior, so they were like, if we buy this giant house, will you live in there and take care of us? And I was like, yes.
Are they older?
Yeah.
Like, how old are they now?
Like, my mom is 64.
That's not... My mom's that old.
And how old are that. How old are you? Cece?
I'm 24.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Comparatively, that's, pretty old.
I mean, my mom was 14 years younger than my dad, though, so.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Okay, so.
You know what? I said that to my dad, too.
Okay, so for everyone out there, just in case you know, we all went silent for a second because we were actually looking at the picture of the midget with the with the little horse.
It'll be on the Facebook
page.
I'm sorry,
little person with a tiny horse.
Is that the PC term?
I have no fucking idea. Because I thought it was okay to call them midgets for like my whole life, and then found out that that's not okay.
I think it's only offensive when you call like a dwarf a midget.
But aren't dwarfs midgets? Aren't they the same?
No.
Thing? No idea.
No.
Ah, fuck.
No, right, look, I'm at, sorry. Okay, think about Gimli.
Small people.
Think about Gimli.
Who?
Gimli from The Lord of the Rings. He's got normal proportions. Mm-hmm. He's a dwarf.
Oh, right. Okay. But what about like Peter Dinklage?
No, he's...
What do you call him?
He's a midget.
Not just sexy, like just straight up sexy, because I've had like 10,000 sex dreams about him, and I don't know why, but they're
now
all
is he
awesome.
The what same
about
height?
Warwick Davis?
Is he the same height, Jeff?
What? Who?
Warwick Davis? No, he was a Leprechaun. No?
Oh, Leprechaun. No. I've never had sex dreams about him. Oh, are we
what
talking
about
whether or not he's sexy?
No, we're talking about midgets.
I thought we were talking about bee farms, but.
Yeah, he was in Willow, too, yeah.
That was a fantastic film.
Willow?
The show gets off the rail sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably why we don't have any sponsors. Oh, wait, who's not sponsoring us this week?
Heineken.
Heineken is not a sponsor
Heineken.
Of the I Never
Want
Young Again podcast.
Proud sponsor.
Yep.
Wholesale Sports.
Wholesale Sports. No money or love from Wholesale Sports.
But they will sell you the racks out of their stores because they are going.
They are
that committed to customer service. Committed to customer service.
And Kraft. Kraft is definitely not promoting this in any way.
So about bee farms.
Sorry, I'm thinking about grilled cheese sandwiches.
So if you were to bracket it, how many times have you been stung?
Oh, geez Louise. Holy smokes. It's hard to say because it was like every time you'd put your foot in a shoe, like something would sting you, like right. A wasp or a bee.
What?
Or you'd be like, yeah, a wasp, man. Come on.
So how active were you in it? Like, did you do a lot? You were in it? You were wearing the suit?
No, I was wearing shorts and a tank top. Don't be silly.
Oh, that's...
We're talking about a Surrey bee farm.
Yeah, man. No, like...
Was everybody else wearing the bee suits?
No, my dad went in. He always didn't wear a suit unless it was like for real. But my sister always suited up because she's a pussy ass bitch.
So even you're pulling the trays, scraping off the
yeah.
wax, and getting the honey.
All of it. You know, spotting the queen.
Sounds so awesome.
So did you like put on like a glove when you like did it? Did you ever like cover yourself in the bees like a bee beard?
No, never did a bee beard, but my sister did. Nope, never got that opportunity.
No, it just never came up, or you
is
just were
time?
Just like, nah,
nope.
I'm over it.
No, I would have done it. I think it was more of like a thing like, no, Carmen, you gotta like prove yourself here. You're not afraid of bees. And I'd just be like, why is this a big deal? Like, just do it. You know?
So like, she's your younger sister?
No, she's my older sister.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she'll be 30 soon. Maybe this year or next year.
Oh, she's
like,
old.
So it's not like a rite of passage thing. It was like you were like, come on, do it. Do it. And she's like, oh, I'm scared.
Well, like, they just never asked me to do it. It was, I think my parents were like low-key teasing my sister.
Never got asked. They knew which one had the set.
Yeah, man.
The one in the tank top, fucking with the bees.
Yeah.
Well, like, one time my sister and my dad got fired from a job, but I didn't. So, like...
Y'all worked at the same job?
No, actually, we were picking up bees in Kelowna, and a dude who breeds bees is there, and he's kind of bee famous. And
bee celebrity.
At some point, he's like, you know, Slav,
a
right?
B-list
he's
celebrity.
Yeah, B-list. Jeez Louise.
I did it. Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Slow clap.
He just like turns around. He's like, you're fired. This one can stay. And so, you know, my dad's paying for the bees. Like he's, you know, I guess the foreman or something. Like
the only one with
boss.
Money.
Like he's the one. Like without my dad, there would be nothing. So I don't know how he got fired.
But
like,
they fired him, and not you.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
And then at the end of the day,
for you. But like, you mean for your resume wise? Like,
no, I've never put it on a resume.
Your dad was like, okay, don't screw this up, Cece. You're my only hookup to this B list
yeah.
celebrity.
He wanted me to work up there so bad just to spot queens. He was like, I'll pay you like a
so,
bunch of
wait a minute. That's a job spotting queens.
Yeah, man.
Really?
And
yeah,
you can do it.
I can do it real good.
That's awesome.
Ooh, I don't know about anymore, though. I'm getting like kind of blind. Like driving here was a challenge because I could not read the addresses.
Oh, they got like doctors no. that all they do is check that out for you.
Yeah. No, but here's the thing about around here is that half of the places don't have addresses, and then half of the places the address comes a block before the actual address.
I can't actually see signs.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Well, I don't live in a very clearly marked area, neighborhood.
Talking to a person with, like, minus 9 glasses.
She's, like, legally blind.
I'm
yeah.
actually bubbles over here.
What the Jesus Christ.
Fuck was that?
I'm awake.
Jeff?
What?
Are you okay?
I think that was the boring alarm. Okay, we're not talking about that anymore. We're talking about something interesting.
This is silent.
You know should I mean? We just, it's early, but it's not that early. We could do Mary Fuck Kill.
Oh, what's the category?
Ooh.
You know what? I never talked to anybody about this beforehand, but Mary Fuck Kill, I was thinking Saved by the Bell theme.
Ooh.
Yeah, and... I don't know. We could go either way. We could go the females.
Wait, she's looking at me like she's never seen Saved by the Bell.
I have never seen
Wait, that. But who's the third guy?
Wait a minute. No, wait. Just pause. Cece's never seen Saved by the fucking Bell.
Wait, who's that shrieker? What's his name?
Wait, Oh, Screech.
I met Screech once.
You met Screech.
Yeah, he said that my...
Dustin...
You know what?
Dustin Diamond.
Yeah. Dustin Diamond.
We're gonna put off Mary Fuck Kill. You're going to tell us about meeting Screech because that's amazing to me yep. because apparently I'm 15 or
no, this is better.
20 years younger than okay. you and I care about Saved by the Bell.
When did you meet Dustin Diamond?
This isn't interesting at all, actually. Like, there's this
it
guy.
It is to us.
Say it was Tinder.
Dude, no. No, I swear to God, this isn't interesting. This
you weren't
dude,
in the porno movie with him, were you?
Maybe. No, this guy would really want to go to this comic book festival and had no one else to go with. And I was kind of like, yeah, I guess I'll go with you because I have nothing better to do today. And he wanted to go to meet Dustin Diamond, and I had no idea who he was. But I was wearing some, like, Legend of Zelda paraphernalia, and, like, my ringtone was, like, a Zelda theme song. And he was like, whoa, that's
so, you're kind
so
of a nerd.
Cool.
So, wait, Dustin Diamond told you were cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
I
that seems
so.
Like opposite the rest of
Yeah, and he totally wasn't interested in the dude I went with at all. He was just, like, focused in on, like, what I had to say about nerdy things, and I felt so bad for my friend because he paid to meet him.
Well, maybe Dustin Dime was looking to make another sex tape. And he'd found a target. You did know that he was Screech on Saved by the Bell, and that he had a sex tape, and that of all the people that could have had a sex tape, including Jesse Spano, Elizabeth Berkley, yeah. No.
Kelly Kapowski.
But she was
that's
no.
the sex tape I want
No, no,
see.
No. But the one that made the closest to was the one who
yeah.
did striptease. No, not striptease. Help me
Showgirls.
Out here.
Showgirls.
Showgirls. Thank you.
That was a Tiffany yep. No, not Tiffany
no,
Thiessen.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen is Kelly Kapowski.
Elizabeth Berkley.
Elizabeth Berkley was Jesse Spano. We need to show Cece pictures of these people because apparently she's never seen Saved by the Bell.
I've got something queued up for her, actually. I'm just passing
Which,
it by.
I mean, for all of us kids that grew up in the 90s.
I know. This is killing me that you don't know this.
It's weird to find someone. And it actually makes me feel a little bit old.
All right. Actually, maybe
people?
It's best if you just
okay,
watch
yeah,
this.
Yeah, no. Maybe we should just play you a little bit of a clip.
Okay.
I'm gonna
have this song stuck in my head all day.
Oh, God.
This is what the 90s looked like.
It was awful.
Is she our youngest guest?
I think so.
This is 80s.
It's not. It's 90s.
It's
Are you sure?
That's Zach Morris.
I don't remember.
He was
no,
the stud.
This is Zach Morris. Okay, here's... Oh, that there is Slater. He's
the Jerry
sexy
Curl.
One. That is Dustin Diamond. He's
what?
Screech.
Oh.
He was
okay,
like
Tiffany Amber Thiessen is
yeah.
Kelly Kapowski. Ooh. Elizabeth Berkley, later to star in Showgirls.
You get naked on camera.
Jesse Spano. That is Lisa, and nobody talks about her.
Is it because she's ethnic?
No, not because of that, but because she was boring.
Yeah, she wasn't best. She
Lisa.
Never had, she never had a addiction to caffeine pills.
That's right. All of the other characters had...
I'm so excited! I'm so excited! I'm so excited! Yeah, addicted to caffeine
right?
pills.
So
that
addicted.
Was the best episode ever.
Right? When she has her mental breakdown because she's addicted to
yeah,
caffeine
when
pills.
When shit gets real, real.
Okay. But now you've seen the three
we
girls.
We grew up on this stuff, so...
Yeah. She has no idea, but now she has to pick one.
You gotta decide who you're gonna marry, fucking kill.
So out of those three girls...
Oh, that's not fun at all, because then I can't give you my reasonings as to why.
Why not?
Okay.
Fine.
We have time. We have lots
of
time.
If you have a better
three. We've got
an
hour to kill, right?
If you have a better three, you can
bring, maybe,
but,
yeah.
But
which one of these girls?
I really like those three.
We can put it off for another episode with somebody who knows what we're talking about and has a relation, because you don't know you don't know why you want to marry Kelly Kapowski. You just know that she's attractive.
You just know that everyone here wants to.
Oh, you know what? Because you're a bit of a nerd. This one's a good one. Catwoman, Black Widow, and Wonder Woman.
Oh,
we could
man,
do that.
But like, in what universe, right? Like, am I thinking
right?
Like,
any Catwoman, like 1950s to current.
So here's the thing. Is that you could actually just do Catwoman alone, but three different Catwomen.
Yeah.
All right, let's do three different Catwomen. Yeah, that's a good one. I like that. We got Holly Berry.
Julie Newmar. It has to be Julie Newmar, and then Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yep.
And then I hate to even say that Halle Berry was Catwoman. I'd like to pick a different one, but
why?
Kill Halle Berry.
I want to pick the newest one. The newest out of the series is actually Anne Hathaway.
Oh yeah.
Anne Hathaway played Catwoman. It right?
Yeah, kill.
But both, I mean, they're all bad except for Julie Newmar
and
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, who are we going to settle on? Let's just announce it officially
those
I know who to look at.
So, we have to pick three. We'll let you pick.
I
but
like those three.
First,
with Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway, Julie Newmar, and Michelle Pfeiffer.
This is so easy.
I know.
Then you can go. You get to go first.
Well, obviously, fuck Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah.
Marry Julie Newmar and kill Anne Hathaway.
There you go. And you actually don't even need reasons.
Like, I mean, Julie Newmar is statuesque and beautiful.
She's so perfect.
She is. She is.
Jeff,
same question.
Okay, well, I'm going to marry Anne Hathaway, and I'm not going to tell you why. I'm going to kill Halle Berry, and...
No, we ousted Halle Berry.
No, we ousted Halle Berry.
Too bad, I'm killing her anyway. and I'm going to fuck Michelle Pfeiffer.
What about Julie Newmar?
Julie Newmar is not in there.
Oh,
why not?
But we picked that one.
Yeah, but I'm being edgy.
Yeah, okay, on your racism tour.
Whoa! No, it's kind of no. It's not like that.
So why would you? Why would you sleep with? What was it, Anne Hathaway?
No, he's marrying Anne Hathaway.
Michelle,
I'm marrying Anne Hathaway.
Why?
And I'm I'm banging. What was her name? Michelle Pfeiffer, because she's a babe.
And then you killed Halle Berry.
Yeah.
Yep. That's I don't want to kill Julie Newmar because I don't know who that is.
Really?
Oh,
the original Catwoman.
Yeah. I haven't had a chance to look it up.
Like
I
feel Adam West Batman?
Sad. You should probably look it up because she's amazing.
I'm looking her up just because I want to look at her.
Take your word for it, but I'm not killing somebody I've never met.
That's fair. All right, I respect that.
Trevor?
I'm going to... Julie Newmar, Anne Hathaway... And what was the other one? Michelle Pfeiffer. That's the one I'm going to fuck because she did a bang up job in that. And she had I think she had the best costume.
She did.
Oh, yeah.
The stitching was all torn up.
Oh, it was perfect.
And she just they showed her making it. There was something hot about that. And she was uptight before she got crazy.
And you just know she could have made it crotchless.
She probably had another one.
Cece would have.
Yeah.
Or at least with a zipper in there.
Well, I mean, you know, the vagina needs to breathe too, okay?
That's right. It's like an event.
Right? It's also easy access. Come on.
Right? Two purposes. Two birds, one stone. Anyway, Trevor wasn't finished.
I'm gonna
two birds stoned at once.
I'm going to kill Anne Hathaway because I don't like her attitude. Dead. Dead to me. And these are older pictures, Michelle Pfeiffer. Young Michelle Pfeiffer is what I'm picturing. Latex suit. Anyways,
right.
And
Brad, the intern.
No, I didn't say who I was going to marry. I'm going to marry Julie Newmar because,
it was implied.
We just assumed. Okay, yeah, then I'm done. Brad, I guess speak into your mic. You've got mic issues here, but
is it working?
All right. I think we can hear you. Yeah, go.
I'm going to definitely fuck Michelle Pfeiffer. Julie Newmar is the obvious wife for sure. And yeah, I'll kill the other one.
Why do you want to kill Hathaway?
You know, I think
she's my wife we're talking overrated. About.
You would wife Hathaway?
You're going to kill Jeff's wife.
Jeff and I are going to have beef.
For dinner. Anywho.
Moving out of Mary Fuck Kill, we're going to...
I didn't get to pick.
Oh, no, no, I wasn't going to let you, apparently.
No, I don't really need to because
smash the patriarchy.
Because I'm pretty much on board with C.
Are you... Go.
I'm gonna marry Julie Newmar, obviously. And I'm going to fuck Michelle Pfeiffer, obviously. And then I'm going to kill Anne Hathaway, only because I have to, because I had to pick one.
That's my wife.
And if I was going to kill anyone, it would be Jeff's wife.
But Julie Newmar is so much better looking.
She's the best, really. And, I mean, outfits aside, she was the most modest out of all of them.
She really played up the cat talk, though.
Yeah.
Wow.
She was sassy.
Yeah. Yes.
But I mean, like, what about Adam West Batman? Like, are we not going to say anything about that?
No, we okay. If all of us were given the chance, we'd all marry Adam West, okay? No, even Trevor.
Against
who? He's giving me the sideways look, but it doesn't matter against who. You marry that shit.
You marry the Joker. He's the most fun.
No, you. No, you.
Wait, which Joker?
Wait, yeah, right? Oh, shit.
Wait, am I going to be a dick if I kill Heath Ledger?
He was the worst Joker.
Heath Ledger, Jack Nicholson, Joker, and whoever was in the Adam West one.
Yeah. It's debatable. Anywho,
Jared Leto was pretty terrible.
It was terrible, exactly.
That was a bad movie.
Yeah, no, and that's the thing is, I expected to see a lot more of him in there and some backstory, but no, he just kind of appeared now and then disappeared again. So, not really worth talking about. So, moving on. Trevor was trying to move on past me.
I sorry about that. I apologize. I've been drinking.
And smoking?
We have no management.
He's been
drinking. I've been doing lots of things. There's stuff you don't know
Are
about.
Are we referencing Beyonce? Because I am.
you told me before you're kind of a feminist. Hey, Jeff, do you have any thoughts on feminism?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, shit. You didn't even let her answer first.
Yeah, that was a weak baiting, Trevor. You would not do well as an internet troll.
Right?
That was way too obvious. You got to take their side for a little bit and then switch sides.
Jeff has a hobby, which is joining feminist Facebook chat groups and trolling them till he gets kicked out.
No. I'm not trolling, honestly. I just sit there and then say one benign thing and I get booted.
Is the thing that testicles are superior to boobs and why?
No, I think...
Jessica, I legit got kicked out of a group for asking what the group's consensus on the modern state of equality was. I swear to God.
Yeah, that'll happen.
You've also been kicked out for accusing other people of being sexist and racist.
You know why, Jeff? Because that question alone is a troll question.
Yeah. Well, no. That other group, I got kicked out because, like, they were being sexist and racist.
Okay. Can we not agree, though, that essentially...
Because I'm white and male, I'm a piece of shit. No. That is sexist and racist.
It is.
That's not true.
But here's the thing, is that if you... on purpose walk into a group of people who all agree on something and you immediately go in and disagree or disrupt the peace, they will all jump down your throat, and that's just the way that it is on fucking Facebook. That's Facebook.
Yeah.
And I even had to point this out to a bunch of people.
No, that's a rookie move, Jessica.
I am a feminist.
No, Jessica, what you gotta do is you gotta join the group. You've gotta agree with a bunch of stuff. You gotta toe the party line and then, like, ease your way into it.
See, the whole idea is that people join these groups because they agree with them, right? So then they all get into this big agreeing circle and jerk each other off in a girl way. Daisy chain?
No, like circle jerk.
Like a circle jerk, but for, like, for
girls.
I'm trying to win hearts and minds.
So, like, we all get together, and then we have, like, a daisy chain.
The third wave feminism is actually a destructive force in society.
What? No.
third wave feminism is a destructive force in society.
I don't even know what that means, third wave.
I don't know if that's true. Like, I think there's a lot of, like, dumb people out there who think they know quite a bit about feminism.
Absolutely.
So they're spreading false information, and then all the, like, a lot of men pick up on these, and they're like, well, that's stupid, and then they highlight these errors, and they're like, look at this girl, she's so dumb, and I'm like, well, yeah, she is dumb, I agree with you, but, like, how would you like to see this intelligent video that has backing facts and, like, good anecdotes and analogies and, like, is not done by an idiot? Would you like to see that? No. Oh, okay.
Right?
That's harder to make fun of.
Yeah, but anecdotes and analogies have no place in an argument like that.
Yeah, no, here's the thing is that facts don't, like, have any place in anything.
It should be just
on the internet.
Just studies and facts.
Well, I think anecdotes are kind of important.
So it sounds like you're more moderate then.
I don't think I'm moderate.
Aggressive.
I definitely.
Oh?
No, I'm definitely a feminist.
Realistic?
Yeah, I'm realistic. Like men should have rights when it comes to custody battles, and that's a feminist issue.
It is.
And, like, right. Toxic masculinity, like, that's a feminist issue in a sense because...
Is that even a thing, though?
It is.
Buzzwords.
It
is. Toxic masculinity.
No, but it is. Like, it's a feminist issue.
Like if guys are getting made fun of for, like, feminine ways, right? Like that's not cool, man. Like, you're basically saying it's not cool to be a woman, and
it's not cool to act like a
woman. But we could make fun of women for being masculine too.
And people do.
Yeah.
All the time.
Because
it's not a double standard though if it goes both ways.
Well, it's kind of like when I was looking for a car and I was looking at a 2002 World Rally Blue WRX hatch, right? With gold rims.
We drove here.
Nice.
Thank you. I love the bug eye body
stuff. Hey, Jessica, isn't that what Denoyer's had?
Yeah, it is.
That is the car that I have right now, but in black.
That's fucking awesome.
Leather interior.
See, and so many guys right now just cream their pants because they're like, oh my God, a girl who actually knows what she's talking about.
But because my email says Cece, a girl's nickname, the guy I was emailing was like, oh, and just so you know, this car isn't girly at all. The exhaust is loud, the clutch is hard, and it's like a rally car. And I was like, thanks, jackass, because I'm definitely looking at this car because I'm not interested in those aspects.
He assumed you liked the color.
World Rally Blue is...
Like, you would email him just going, oh my God, that is so cute.
Wow. Why would I want to spend $9,000 on this 12-year-old car.
That's so cute. Oh my God, you should see it. It's blue.
Its head gaskets are going to go soon.
Is there room for my tiny dog?
See?
Oh, back seat's folded down. That's all Towser's room.
Oh, you have a tiny dog.
No, I have a 135-pound St. Bernard Cross.
Brad thinks it's a tiny dog.
I think that's bigger than Frankie.
I think so.
My next dog might be a St. Bernard. Yeah. Beautiful dog.
They drool and shed quite a bit.
I'm down.
Yeah, he's got a drooler now.
He's got a French Mastiff.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
He's a big boy.
American, is it mixed with something? American?
Yeah, American Bulldog mix.
Oh, just...
But he's about 140 pounds.
Wow, why isn't he here now?
Hey, Brad.
He would knock this table over like nobody's business.
No, because I would be...
Hey, Brad, a French Mastiff. Do you think in France they just call them Mastiffs?
It's not a quarter pounder with cheese.
I bet they do.
I have no idea.
You know what the Mastiff's all about, right? Speaking of your French love. The French Mastiff especially was all about herding humans, slaves, and peons. They were bred by the church and by the whatever empire. Or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I've heard that,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, that's, yeah, and you totally see them. Like, I've had two over the years, and just as an adult. And, yeah, no, they run down things, and they like to, like, trample them. They don't really bite them because they were all about detaining people. Anyway.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Huh. It is.
I like dogs.
I also
work
like dogs,
man. Dogs with jobs, even if it's herding slaves.
No, you know, I used to be all about that, but a friend of ours has a little Pomeranian, And it's still a dog. It's a dog. I'll give it credit. It's a fun.
You know, they
buddy.
Still have souls and personalities.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I get it.
My dog acts like a cat. My cat's actually more affectionate than my dog. Like, I'll be like, Towser, come here. He'll look at me, kind of like turn his head and be like, no. And I'll be like, why don't you love me? I worked so hard for you.
My parents have a Maine Coon that is like a dog. They are. Like, they always say that is how they are. But this thing is a dog. It wants to be your best friend. Yeah. It's like, it's a cat that doesn't reject you.
Yeah, my cat just follows me around and, like, literally just hangs out like a dog. Like, it's crazy. And then my dog is just, like, some asshole who just occupies space in my basement suite and eats, like...
The only problem with dogs and cats is that we try and compare them. We wouldn't compare them to our lizard or to our parrot or whatever. We try and compare them, cats and dogs. No, it's apples.
You can't. Dog will always win.
And right back to feminism. You can't compare cats and dogs.
That's right.
They're inherently different. Dogs but are they better. Not equal as a pet?
We're getting a kitty, and as much as I don't love cats, I'm kind of excited about getting a kitty.
Getting?
Oh, yeah.
You already have cats.
We're getting another one. Michelle wants a baby one. We only have one cat. The other cat passed away.
You know what? I got a kitten from a coworker. It was $50, and she said it was vaccinated. And I got this cat as a consolation gift for my mom after my dad died. And then I'm on vacation, and my mom's calling me. She's like, something's wrong with Freddy. I'm like, well, Freddy's an asshole. Who cares? He's not even a year old. Takes him to the vet. He's got, like, this rare virus in him, and, yeah, he died.
Oh, no.
And I was like, that's...
Oh, that's awful.
And I was like, hey, just so you know, that cat you sold me, it's dead now because you lied, because you're a crackhead and I hate you.
Wait, was it because it wasn't vaccinated, or was it just one of those things, like a...
No, it picked something up when it was at the vet, and like, yeah.
Oh, brutal. That kind of sucks.
Well, Freddie was an asshole, but, you know.
Well, things happen.
She's got Charlie now, and Charlie's a fucking asshole, too.
Another cat?
Another cat.
See, the thing about cats is that cats are assholes.
Well, I don't know what she's doing to them, but they're fucking dicks, dude. Like, it'll be like fucking Charlie is just there, and you're like, fuck off, man, you piece of shit. Oh, my God.
Wait, see, and the thing about cats is that most cats, they're like, because I had a cat for a short time, unfortunately, and that cat loved me, and it would just, like, purr and, like, rub against me and be all sweet, and we'd play hide and seek and all this, like I'd run around a corner and she'd be like, ah, and then run away from me, and then I'd find her, and then she'd chase after me, and it was awesome. But she hated everyone else, literally everyone else. She would, like, jump out and claw at them and jump on them and act like she was going to be sweet, and this is what I loved about her. She'd act like she was going to be sweet, just like me, and be like, and then she'd fucking claw the shit out of people's faces. And it was awesome.
It's my kind of cat.
And I'm like, you're my girl. You're my girl, Lucy. And I had to give her away because I had to move and no one would take her.
I remember we gave it away to some women.
Yeah, some large masculine lesbian types.
Yeah, we went to the someone on Facebook or not Facebook, Craigslist. Anyways, they looked like they had other cats. They looked like they're going to be good cat owners, but hopefully, yeah. I think Lucy's doing just good.
Oh, yeah. No, Lucy, I hope she had a good home, except that they didn't tell me when I found these people that I'm like, oh, Lucy was the only pet in the house. She ruled my house. And then we brought her there, and they had like two dogs and three kids and four other cats and something else. And I dropped her off, and she wouldn't stop clinging to me. So it was really hard because they're like, can we hold her? I'm like, sure. And then I couldn't get her off of me because she was holding on with her claws so hard.
Interns, could you get some Kleenex?
It was so bad. Trevor actually had to make me give her away because I was ready to put her back in the kennel.
I didn't make her give that cat away. I went with her. I drove her. I was being a good friend.
He had to be there for my moral support because I was like, if you don't come with me, I'm going to put her back in the kennel and turn around and drive home.
Well,
I'll live on the streets with my cat.
I don't see bums with many cats. Hey, Jeff, how's everything where you're at?
I'm freezing my nuts off. It's 7 degrees.
Yeah. What time in the morning is it now where you are?
It's just turning 6 o'clock.
Ah, so breakfast time. Or are you just going back to bed?
No, I'm going to go back to bed, and then I'm going to get out of bed and rent a car.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because you have a chance with a girl who looks like a porn star? Or you think you have a chance?
She's got they got the same face. Like, they both got that cute kind of brunette look.
Jeff was saying that she was chatting. You should...
I went to a bar that was so hick that the pickings were so slim that these girls chatted me up. Crazy.
He was the hottest thing in town because he was new.
Yeah.
And not related to anyone.
Yeah, because I'm the new guy. And you know what? All the guys were really chill too.
Well,
I don't know. They were all speaking French. They could have been calling me a faggot for all I know.
I'm pretty sure that sounds a lot like faggot in English, though.
That's so ironic.
Yeah.
They're calling you the faggot in French.
Can I just say one thing that I heard at the mall today?
Is it French?
I assume you can.
Yeah. I'm at the mall today, and there's these two girls sitting next to me in the little smoking area, right? And they're all French, 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 French. And I only hear two words in English, and I hear French, 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 silly Negroes. French, French, French. I have no idea what the context is.
Oh, wow.
I mean, like, what do you even make out of that?
But silly?
Silly Negroes. And the thing is, there weren't any around because you're saying that.
People don't say that when Negroes are around.
But maybe, okay, right? Because like, negra means black, no?
Yep, in Portuguese. Yes.
Yeah.
No, negra...
Yes.
Right. Oh, yeah, because you're part French. Jessica's the closest to a French person we have on the podcast.
Negra is black.
Yeah. Yes.
It means black. And maybe there's some other word that sounds like silly.
You think Jeff misheard French?
I think you maybe misheard some French words that sound like English words, but negra is black.
You're saying my subtle inward racism just wanted to hear that.
I think so.
Because you know what? I wanted to hear that. It was funny.
Yeah. Oh, Projection.
I'll say this. We have friends that just came over from England. They're Polish. And, they've got a different concept on the N-word. That's for sure. They're, you know. And I'm not saying it's right, but...
Brad, isn't it so awkward to be around somebody who thinks it's okay to use the N-word because you're also white? Like, it's cool, right? I can slide this through.
That's not cool. But, anyway, so, it was just a different culture again, and she's like, well, that's how it is there. It's not a derogatory, and she didn't really mean it as derogatory, but that's how we interpret it.
Well, when you interpret racism as racism, though.
No, exactly.
You know, that's the thing. Like, when my grandma says Chinaman, she's like, well, what? That's what they're called. We're like, no, grandma, it isn't what they're called. That's not what they're called.
Well, that is the laziest of slurs.
But that's the thing, is that's what she calls them, and she thinks that's okay because she grew up in, what, the fucking 30s? And she's like, that's fine. That's what you're... Is that what... Is
that's
that
what my dad called my mom. I mean, again, he was 78.
See?
So. She called him a man? China man?
Yeah.
China.
Oh, wow.
We're first generation in shoes.
First generation in shoes.
Okay. Well, you guys all have a really fun racist podcast, and I'm going to go back to sleep.
All right, Jeff. You know what? Thanks for sticking with us this long.
I hope you get laid.
All right.
All right.
Peace.
So anyway, first generation in shoes. I like it.
I like it as well. I think I don't know if he was trying to be funny.
However,
it's
funny because you hear like older people, like, you know, my grandparents and my parents, and they just racial slurs fall out of their mouths.
My best friend's mom still says darkies.
No. I'm pretty sure that my dad, when I brought home a half black boy who's a friend of a friend or whatever, and a bunch of friends come over to my house, and he, as soon as they all left, because he kind of angry stared them out of the house, and then he asked me later, who's the bush baby? And I was like,
whoa.
Dad, whoa, what the fuck did you just say? And he's like, He's like, who's the kid? The kid you just brought, who was that? I'm like, well, you didn't ask about any of my other fucking friends. And he's like, yeah, but who's the black kid? I'm like, that's better.
That's better.
Fucking chill. Right? And then I'm like, it's that's actually better. Just my friend's friend. But you know, now that I know they're not welcome here, he's like, no, it's not that.
I didn't
it's
know
just
this
what
side of your dad.
Because my dad didn't mean it mean. He just, that's what he heard them called when he was growing up. You know? And he's like, he doesn't hate anybody. He's not a racist guy. He's not like that, but he just.
Ignorant to the language.
Ignorant. And I hate to say it, but yeah, ignorant. And that's basically the way that you have to kind of see like older people saying those things and not really understanding that they're bad things to say.
I got a pretty good one. Yeah. Pretty good old person being racist thing. I started dating Michelle, and I was with somebody who was African, but the white kind of African. So, but in Canada, we were in Canada, and we're catching up, and she's like, I was actually buying weed from them. I bought weed from them since I was a kid, and she's older, and the guy's getting me the thing, and she goes, so what's going on with you? You seeing any girls? I'm like, yeah, I'm seeing this girl. It's a short, cute, blonde girl. Like, she's super blonde. Her eyelashes are blonde. And just very fair skin. She's very outdoorsy. She's very fun. I really like her. And she goes, good. There's not enough white Christians having babies. She got way ahead of me.
Wait a minute.
And I said, we'll call her Mrs. Doubtfire. I'm like, Mrs. Doubtfire, I'm not Christian, first off. And it's going well, but I don't know about the baby thing. I mean, I hope not,
right?
But that did happen later. Ironically, we did have the whitest kid. Megatron is the whitest kid.
True story.
Mrs. Doubtfire would be very happy. But for somebody to say that to me to my face and not enough white Christians are having babies, I felt so uncomfortable. I felt racist because I was in proximity of that.
Right? Yeah. That's messed up.
Preserve their Aryan race.
Yeah, right?
Which we did, but that's...
But not on purpose.
Not specifically,
not
no.
Not specifically, not like trying to. No, that's the thing, is like you get, like going out of your way to make white babies, that seems ridiculous.
I'd really like...
Going out of your way to like, oh, no, we can't have any babies that are any kind of colored. What, are you some kind of colored? Oh, we can't have that. No. No, like you start dating somebody that you think is white, and then they're like, oh, it turns out that my ancestors are actually like half Indian or half black or whatever. And then you go, oh, I'm sorry. I'm done here because they can't have any of that. Soiling my gene pool. Like, yeah. But it happens.
Yikes.
Let's face it.
Right?
The world is going to be mulatto. We're all going to eventually meld. And then we can go.
Yeah, well, I was melding before it was cool.
That's the thing.
You
were.
These
are like three white kids in the presence of a half Chinese person.
I'll call you on something, half? Though, because...
Easily half.
You, when you tell somebody what nationality you are, you never say half white, half Chinese. You say half Chinese, and then you leave it blank.
Yeah.
So I feel that's racist towards white people,
yeah.
I think. I feel like
there's
we're second,
no such thing
second
as
class
racist
citizens
towards
to
white people.
Yeah, because you guys already have the upper hand.
We're race. You can be racist.
Is there such a thing as racist towards white people? Because basically racism is... being towards minorities.
No.
White people are not a minority.
No, you can be racist against a race. It's ignorant hate towards a race because they're that race and no other reason.
Right.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like,
But still, there's actually no reason to be like...
Are you saying as a white male between
as
the
a
ages?
White person having people not like you because you're white? Because there's nothing that's going to happen. I heard this explained, actually, by a way smarter fucking person than me that basically said racism towards minorities, it's going to affect everything in their life. It's going to affect their education. It's going to affect the amount of money they can make, the jobs they can get. It's going to affect a whole bunch of aspects of their life. It's actually going to affect their life very much. But guess what? If any of those minorities hate you for being white, what is it going to affect? What's the effect?
Nothing.
Do you get affected as a white person because they don't like you, because they're mad because of their circumstances, because you put them there as a majority? No, it didn't affect you. It affected them. And if they don't like you because of that, it doesn't affect you. It still just affects them.
But that's an...
So,
I remember ultimately,
did I just stop making
what if
sense?
We weren't, what if we weren't right? in North America, though?
Yes, right. What if we weren't in North America? What if we were anywhere else in the world? Look at South Africa.
That's one place where white people shouldn't be. Yes, I agree.
Right?
Because of how they got
there. Racism there. Same fucking thing. How did it affect the white people there? How does the population that they're...
But that's the same thing as North America.
What's the word I'm looking for? They're... This is getting too political, isn't it?
It's getting a lot about racism.
A lot about racism.
But you gotta understand, like in Asia, the beauty ideal is to look as white as you possibly can.
Yeah.
How did that start?
No idea.
No, it's a thing. And actually, all of Asia.
That's why. Because whites dominated and didn't play by the same rules as everybody else.
Are we cool to the Asian countries like black people are cool to the North American countries?
I don't know if it's cool to be white because they're still super racist against white people. But
okay.
They're like the beauty standard is like wear blue eye contacts, wear a wig that's blonde,
pale skin, and well, they actually have skin whiteners. Don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I remember actually seeing a thing about how it's like really cool to wear your like to try to get your eyebrows to be as straight and flat as possible, like Italian people.
Yeah, or like eyelid tape.
So yeah.
You look like yeah.
So.
I've run into time after time, honestly, about four or five guys over the years, East Indian guys liking to only wear white, and it's just a trend, like it's about lightning.
Well, I think wearing white is often recognized as you're not a worker, yeah. Right? If you're wearing all white, like a white suit, you're not doing any manual labor, right? It's like a prestige thing.
Dude, I can't wear white because the second I do, I get stains on it, and it doesn't matter what I'm doing. I could be standing in a room with nothing in it, and I'll still manage to somehow get a stain on it.
I just don't have the physique for it, you know? Like, I don't have bodily confidence to wear all white.
Yeah, I think I wore, a white pair of pants one time, and then my dog ran up to me, and it was all over. Immediately, I'm like, okay, well, now I've got muddy paw prints all over my white pants, and they're garbage.
All black. My dog has a lot of white square inchage on him, and my cat is gray, so it's like... It's like...
You've got a ton of those roller things?
No.
She just wears it proud.
You should. I think you should.
Yeah, I don't think so.
They're cheap.
See, I have them, except I don't use them because I give up because if you have animals...
It's drowning in it.
You just...
I have one of those lint rollers in like my car, in the house, in my desk, because we got a lot of animals here too, and Colby sheds. Ooh. I could make a new dog out of him every time I brush him.
Every time I've ever touched Colby, he's like Pigpen from Peanuts.
Yeah, yeah, there's a cloud around him.
You're too young for Saved by the Bell. You're probably way too young for Peanuts. You know Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
Okay, but you know Pigpen.
Which one's Pigpen?
Pigpen's the one with one. Dirt.
The blanket kid with the little fly?
No, Linus had the blanket.
No, Linus had the blanket.
Pigpen had a cloud of dirt all the time.
No, he had a cloud of dirt with flies.
Curly, messy hair.
Yeah, he was a mess.
He was Pigpen. Okay, well...
Yeah.
Yeah, Pigpen is...
I don't know if that was his
because
actual name.
Because it was the 40s, and they didn't care back then. But
intern, what was Pigpen's real name?
His real name was Pigpen. I'm sure of it.
Okay.
Linus had the blanket. Charlie Brown was ridiculously insecure.
But that's what my dog is like.
And Lucy was a bitch, who also pretended to be a psychiatrist on the side.
Who's this the blonde one?
That was Linus's little Lucy. Sister. Lucy. Or no, Charlie Brown's little sister?
No, no, she liked Charlie Brown.
Linus's sister, Lucy.
That's what
no, Lucy was the brunette.
Oh, that's right. Lucy was a brunette.
Lucy was the one that always like put the football down and get him to kick it. And then he'd run up to kick it and she'd pull it out and then he'd fall on his ass and then she'd laugh at him.
Role model.
Right? Lucy was what I watched growing up and... Learn to be exactly like, but
oh yeah, a little bit.
Maybe yeah. If we were all Peanuts characters, Trevor would obviously be Charlie Brown.
Yeah,
which isn't cool, man.
No, but I'm not cool.
But at least you can admit to it.
Nah, I'm not cool.
Man sees you would be a Lucy type character. And
yeah, yeah.
Brad the intern would probably be Linus.
Yep.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not fighting that.
Anyone else feeling depressed? Thanks.
And then yeah. Colby, Trevor's dog, would definitely be Pigpen, because if you pet him, there's little bits of hair that fly off of him.
You know what?
I identify with Pigpen, though, a lot of the time.
You do?
Yeah.
Well,
a dirt squirrel.
You live on a farm?
Yeah.
But that's a bee farm. That's not a...
Well, I spend a lot of time with horses, too. You know?
That's true. That's true.
So, 3 out of 4 of us here live on a farm.
What's up, Brad?
Yeah, Brad, what's your problem?
I'm Paul.
I have chickens. Jessica has goats. Cece has bees. You have a big fucking dog.
I live on a goat farm.
The most animals.
I love goats.
I live on a goat farm. Oh.
I have the most animals.
The most?
There's a llama, too.
I've got... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6. If you count each chicken as a... Are you counting each cat you have? Brad has a cat farm. He has 3 cats, which is the maximum legal amount of cats you can have, Brad, by the way.
You only have 3?
Yeah, there's... Well, it depends on
the... Really?
Depends on the district you live in, but in Langley, it's only 3.
Yep.
Serious?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, now I want
it's to prevent people like Jessica in the future. You know, crazy cat women.
Cats?
I don't think Jess is a crazy cat lady.
Here's the thing about the farm I live on has dogs. It has explicitly a lot of dogs. There are at least 6 to 8 dogs that live in the field on their own. They're farm dogs. And then we have our dog.
A couple scary ass dogs.
And a whole bunch of sheep, goats, and 1 llama. Oh, and there's cows and... horses.
Actually, originally I wanted to set up the recording at your farm because I thought it'd be funny to have goats bawling in the background yeah, while we recorded a podcast. Call it the Goat House Studios.
Right. But unfortunately,
we're coming up on that time again. It's been an hour and it's been a good hour. Anybody have anything they want to sign off? We probably got about 5 minutes. Anything you want to put in? I'm going to quickly give shout outs again to the people in Tacoma that I had fun with on the weekend and saw the Punk and Drublick tour, NoFX, Bad Religion, Goldfinger, Bad Cop, Bad Cop, Less Than Jake. I think that's it.
Do you really need a shout out Less Than Jake, though?
You really don't.
You know what? They did well. I wasn't there to see them, no, but they brought it just like Goldfinger did. And Goldfinger, I'd never seen live before.
I think the last time anyone needed to shout out Less Than Jake was in like 1998.
Okay, you listened to the lineup there, right?
I did.
Yeah, they all established, like some of them were established like 1989. Bad Religion, they've got to be before the 90s.
But I'm literally saying that 1 year was when they were cool.
And that's the year I've chosen to live in for the rest of my life. Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to thank the listeners for coming in and listening one more week. Again, sorry we didn't get China. Oh, we need to announce a celebrity guest for next week.
We didn't talk about very many celebrities, but I'd say we invite Less Than Jake.
I was going to say Dustin Diamond.
Ooh, yeah.
Apparently Cece's got an in. Maybe she can hook us up with that.
Right?
She,
yes.
can you help us with that?
I'm going to call him.
I think you should.
All right.
I'm going to call him on my cell phone.
So next week, Dustin Diamond, we'll have him as a guest. I'm sure we'll be able to pull that together. So tune in next week and check us out on our website, I Never Want to Be Young Again podcast. No, I Never Want to Be Young Again.com. Our Gmail at I Never Want to Be Young Again at gmail.com. And our Facebook at I Never Want to Be Young Again podcast. Coming up soon, we had previously announced, last week we said we'd get on SoundCloud. Brad the intern did do some work on that. We looked at the options. It's too expensive and shitty and not really a podcasting a forum. So Stitcher is going to be our new thing. So hopefully next week we'll be able to announce that you can hear us on Stitcher. It'll be a more convenient place to listen. You can pause, listen to us in your car. It'll be an app. No more streaming using the data. All goes over Jessica's head. Anyways, I want to thank everyone
for
coming.
I wasn't listening.
I want to thank, I don't really want to thank Jessica for coming today. Thanks. Thanks for coming, Jessica. Brad, the intern. Jeff, shout out. Cece, thanks for coming.
Yeah, Cece. Woo!
One year.
one. We're gonna be-